We believe in keeping the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments are found in the Old Testament, but Latter-day Saints know that those commandments apply in all ages, not just in Old Testament times. Abinadi taught the Ten Commandments in the Book of Mormon, and the Lord revealed them again to the prophet Joseph Smith for our day. Although people in many societies today disregard these commandments, we believe they are still in effect. President Thomas S. Monson explained, "Behaviors which were once considered inappropriate and immoral are now not only tolerated, but also viewed by ever so many as acceptable. Although the world has changed, the laws of God remain constant. They have not changed. They will not change. The Ten Commandments are just that, commandments. They are not suggestions. They are every bit as requisite today as they were when God gave them to the children of Israel. We do not speak ill of others for not following the commandments. Rather, we look at our own lives and determine how well we live by the divine instruction we've been given. The Ten Commandments represent basic standards of behavior that can be divided into two groups: how we treat God and how we treat others. To help us keep God at the center of our lives, He commands us to worship no other gods, to keep the Sabbath day holy, and to avoid blasphemy and idolatry. To help us love God's children, He commands us to honor our parents and to not steal, kill, lie, covet, or commit adultery. Because of God's continued revelations to His prophets, we have learned more about what He expects of us, but the Ten Commandments remain a good place to start in our quest to be obedient. God's commandments are a manifestation of His love for us, and obedience to His commandments is an expression of our love for Him.
Sidebar: commandments are for our happiness. God's commandments are not given to frustrate us or to become obstacles to our happiness. Just the opposite is true. He who created us and who loves us perfectly knows just how we need to live our lives in order to obtain the greatest happiness possible. Our Heavenly Father loves us enough to say, "Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," and so on. We know the commandments. He understands that when we keep the commandments, our lives will be happier, more fulfilling, and less complicated. President Thomas S. Monson, Keep the Commandments, Ensign, November 2014, page 83. Here are some examples of living the commandments today. "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. While most people are not tempted today to worship a golden calf, we should not worship idols such as prestige or material possessions. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 30. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy," Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Keeping the Sabbath day holy can help us learn to have an eye single to God's glory, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 67. "Honor thy father and thy mother," Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. This can include honoring our ancestors, our parents, and our heavenly parents. "Thou shalt not commit adultery," Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. Having pure thoughts helps us keep this commandment. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 23. "Thou shalt not covet," Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Coveting leads to, among other things, dissatisfaction and unhappiness.
End of the article, "We Believe in Keeping the Ten Commandments," read by Van Farnworth and David Shaw.